The Stranger's Child by Alan Hollinghurst. Read by Joe Jameson. They lay out to dry for a few last minutes at the edge of the wood, where the sun shone in under the high fringe of leaves. George had put his drawers back on, but Cecil spread out still naked, raised on his elbows, frowning lightly at his own body. George loved the confident display, and was vaguely, half pleasurably, alarmed by it. He looked back, almost shyly, at Cecil. He felt he would never stop taking him in. He loved the beautiful rightness of his bearing, that everyone saw, and he loved all the things that fell short of beauty, or redefined it, things generally hidden. The freckled shoulders swollen with muscle, knees knotty with sinew, black body hair streaked flat, dark blemishes of the summer's mosquito bites fading on his arms and neck. Behind him rose the dim pillars and dappled shadow of the woodlands, the common, which to George was the magical landscape of his own solitude. This was the man who had entered it, unaware of its secrets. He had quickly surveyed it and possessed it. Now here he was, stretched out full length in front of it. Here he was, rolling over with an absent-minded stare and settling on top of him, twitching experimentally as he squashed him, big trickles of cold water running suddenly off his hair into George's wincing and gasping face. It was the hat that he saw first, over Cecil's shoulder, while his friend moved rhythmically on top of him, red and white, distant, but clearly on the move, above the bracken, where the woodland curved out round the far edge of the field. "No, no!" He tried to draw up his knees, pushed at Cecil with his fists, tried to twist and topple him. "No," said Cecil, sneering and panting in his face. "No, don't, Cess. No, stop," jerking his head up to see more clearly.
"Yes," said Cecil, more rakishly now.
"It's my sister, coming down the path."
"Oh, Christ,"
said Cecil, slumping, then rolling off him pretty smartly.
"Has she seen us?"
"I don't know. I don't think so." George sat up and rolled over at the same time, reaching for his trousers. Cecil's own clothes were further off and required a quick soldier-like scramble, white buttocks wriggling through the grass.
"No harm in a sunbath, is there?"
"Best get your trousers on."
"Just been having a bathe."
"Even so." And he pulled on his trousers crouchingly, peering across the undergrowth.
"I can't see the darned girl," he said.
"It was definitely her. She has a hat I would know half a mile off." George was trying and retrying various phrases in his head. Buttoning his shirt, he ran through facial expressions suggestive of bafflement and surprise at his sister's questions.
"Well, perhaps she didn't see us," he said, after a minute.
Cecil looked at him narrowly.
"You didn't invent this sighting of your sister, did you, Georgie? Just to put me off a bit of Oxford with you. Because you know that sort of trick never, ever works."
"No, my darling Cess, I did not," with momentary anger. "For heaven's sake, I'm losing you tomorrow. I want as much of you as I can manage."